Thank you so much for tuning in to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. I am your host, Alicia Richard. So before we get into this week's episode, of course, you know, I have a few things to mention of my favorite things from the week. So one of my favorite fruit and vegetable juices was actually fennel, cucumbers, pears, and apples. And OMG, was this fruit and vegetable juice recipe the most delicious green juice that I have ever tasted in my entire life. Again, that juice recipe was fennel, cucumbers, pears, and apples. And OMG, the taste was so delicious. One of my favorite workouts from this week actually came from Michelle Braylor on YouTube. And I actually did like one of her 35 minutes cardio exercises, and it was so good. So be sure to check out Michelle Braylor on YouTube, because remember to all of my amazing listeners that we believe in taking care of our mind, our body, our soul, and our business. With this week's affirmation, I really wanted to focus on forgiveness. So my affirmation for the week is, I forgive myself for all of the past hurts, because I know that when I release the burdens and the chains from my past, I am able to soar in my future. So girlfriends, remember that forgiveness is one of the keys to success. And last but never least, make sure that you take care of your mind, your body, your soul, and your business. So for your business tip of the week, make sure that you just stay focused and develop a daily routine. What does your daily routine look like, and what are you doing throughout the day? Make sure that you keep tabs on your time and do not get stuck in the matrix. So let's hop right on into this week's episode. This week, I will be talking about self-acceptance and self-forgiveness. So the main thing about self-acceptance is self-forgiveness is that when you forgive yourself, when you release the burdens, when you release your past, when you release the things that have happened to you, right? Some of you may have experienced some traumatic things in your life. Some of you may have experienced hurt, pain, divorce. Some of you may have experienced personal things such as having a miscarriage. Some people may have experienced things like maybe one of your loved ones have passed away and you just blame yourself for the things that took place. Some of you may even forgive yourself for eating the whole bowl of ice cream and now you have gained so many calories. Some of you may have experienced hurt where maybe you have done something like yell at your child for no apparent reason because maybe you were a little frustrated on your job. Maybe you need to forgive yourself because you haven't reached your goals on your job and it leaves you to feel incomplete, or it leaves you to feel like you aren't worthy of the amazing things that are to come in your future. So regardless of what you may be experiencing, self-acceptance and self-forgiveness is the way to the light. Because once you forgive yourself, you are able to gain one, clarity. You are able to gain confidence. You are able to gain happiness, and you will feel good about yourself. So I know that you may be saying, wait a minute, Alicia, how can I feel good about myself? And how does that relate to self-acceptance? So one of the quotes that I have is, none of us can change our yesterdays, but all of us can change our tomorrows. I'll say that again. None of us can change our yesterdays, but all of us can change our tomorrows. So what about your past? What are some things about your past that you cannot change? All of the things that I mentioned at the beginning of the episodes, there are things that happened in your yesterday that you really, really, really can't change. But How about the future? How could you mold your future? So I really want to talk about embracing your present, because if you really, 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 really think about it, you cannot change your past because that is your yesterday. You can think about your future, but you cannot really change your future because your future is tomorrow. And what happens for tomorrow? Tomorrow will then eventually becomes today. Next year will eventually become today. So the best thing to do is to think about the present. And how are you able to reach your potential when you are thinking about your present? So the way that you go to self-acceptance is that it will actually help you to go to a higher level. We all want to grow. You want to be happy, and you want to really feel like you deserve the life that you are able to get. So that means that you need to release your negative story. Releasing your negative story means that you are actually knowing what your self-worth is. When you release the negative story, you are releasing toxins from your body. When you release your negative story, you are releasing the pain. You are releasing the guilt. You are releasing all of those things that actually have been weighing you down. Have you ever woke up in the morning and feel like you are still tired? Have you ever had a chance to go through your day and felt weary? You felt dreary? Have you ever had one of those days where you literally cried throughout your day and you have felt like the world was literally on your shoulders and you actually marinated? You ever realized, I don't really eat like meat anymore, but this is the best way that I could explain it. If you ever just like bake chicken and you let the sauce and the butters and the oils and all of that kind of just marinate overnight, and that is what a lot of people actually do with their emotions. You actually drain and really, really soak yourself into that negative energy. And a lot of times you are able to raise your vibration or raise your level of awareness. So my thing to you today is, how could you release those things? So the way that you could release all of the toxins and all of those negative emotions is by self-acceptance, to say that I accept the things that I have done in the past. Accept that you've made mistakes. Accept that you've had hurt. Accept that you have had pain. Accept that you have had disappointments. And really, when you reflect on those things, let those emotions flow through you and have that moment where you cry, have that moment where you feel the guilt, where you feel the pain, where you feel the disappointment. However, do not stay in that state and let it marinate. The thing that you should do is release it. So you may be saying, well, Alicia, how can I release it? There are several ways where you could release the hurt, the pain, and the guilt. One of the ways that you could do it is by journaling. Journaling will enable you to release all of the things by putting it on your pens, using your pencil and using your notebook. Journaling will allow you to release all of the negativity that is surrounding you and really have a healthier way. Another way that you could release it is you could write a letter to the person. So rather you actually mail the letter to the person that hurt you, and it doesn't even have to be a person, it could be a situation. You could just like write a letter about that experience that you have had. Maybe you have had a bad experience with someone in your childhood. Write a letter to that person, or write a letter to your younger self, acknowledging the things that happened. You could say, I forgive myself for, and whatever it may be. So let me give you an example. Say that you've had a traumatic experience, right? So let me think about something that I have had traumatic in my life. So I'll share with you, I've had a few traumatic things, and something literally just happened to me, and I'll share it in a future episode, but not this one because I'm not ready to talk about it. All right. So, So I got pregnant when I was 19 years old. I just got out of high school. I really had no direction about where I wanted my life to go. And literally to this day, I still sometimes reflect on my 19-year-old self. And I'm still working on my 19-year-old self, because a lot of times I would say, well, I had no business being pregnant at 19. I had no business engaging in that relationship. I had no business in having a child. But in reality, all of that actually molded me into the woman who I am today. If I did not have my child, then I probably would not have gone to college. I probably would not have developed the personality that I have. If I did not have my son at the age of 19, I would not be the woman that I am today. So I have said in my journal, I forgive myself for being in that relationship. I forgive myself for being hurt in that relationship. I forgive myself for not being prepared as a woman. I forgive myself for suffering through so many different hurts. So think about what you are able to forgive yourself for, and just write a letter to that younger self, talking to that person, nurturing that younger portion of yourself so that you will be able to move on as a young woman. This is actually an affirmation that I have been able to find when it comes to self-forgiveness. You could say the following: I release myself from all of the demands of judgment that has kept me limited. I allow myself to go free, to live in joy, and to love and peace. I allow myself to create fulfilling relationships, to have success in my life, to experience pleasure, to know that I am worthy and I deserve to have what I want. I now go free in the process. I release all others from my demands and expectations I have placed on them. I choose to be free. I allow others to be free. I forgive myself and I forgive them, and so it is. So in the process, not only are you forgiving yourself, but you are forgiving the person. You are allowing yourself to release the toxins from those relationships, from the past hurts. Another way that you can forgive yourself and release the burdens, the shame, and the guilt is actually by doing a cleanse. So I am actually putting myself on a 14-day detox that is coming up really, really soon, and I would love for you all to join me. But you could do a cleanse. So what would you want to cleanse from during the process of forgiveness? Because forgiveness, a lot of those things are built up emotions, right? A lot of those things are past hurt. So when you cleanse your body, when you clean yourself from some of the toxins, or all of the toxins, when you clean yourself and cleanse yourself from all of those past hurts, what you could do is you could go on a fruit and vegetable juice cleanse, right? Where you are only consuming fruits and you are only consuming vegetables during that time. And during that time, you may either say affirmations. During that time, you are releasing toxins from your body. During that time, you are literally cleansing your colon, cleansing your mind, cleansing anything that may be inside of your body. Because once we get to a lot of the root causes, and I'll talk about this again, but I want to just touch on it briefly. Once you begin to cleanse, you could say affirmations. You could say prayers over yourself. You could ask God to also forgive you as you forgive yourself. You could also just sing songs of joy. And when you sing, or when you dance, or when you do yoga, or when you lift weights, you could do different activities, different physical activities to help you release some of the anger that you may have, right? So you may want to do karate because you are kicking past, or, you know, like you are kicking away the fear. You're kicking away pain. You could punch from karate because you could say that I am punching away and releasing the anger, right? You could do yoga, and as you do yoga, you can take deep breaths and release some of that through your breath, right? If you decide that you want to do like a cycling workout, you could say that you are cycling because you are riding away or riding away from the past memories and the past hurts. So think about what movements that you could do that will encourage you and enable you to release some of your pain. Now, I know that this may be different, but there are different methods and there are different ways where you could actually release things so that you could accept yourself. Because once you begin to exercise, once you begin to say affirmations, once you begin to pray over yourself, once you begin to speak life into your situations, all of those things will help you to elevate. So you will gain clarity, you will gain confidence, you will gain happiness, you will gain a higher level of awareness and self-esteem. Because now you're working on your body, now you are working on your mind, now you are working on your soul, and now you will be able to work on your business. Does it make sense? Can I get an amen? So once you begin to do some of these things, now you are becoming and coming into alignment of yourself. So the next thing about self-forgiveness is that you would say that I forgive myself for. So you could say things like, I forgive myself for, and give me 1 second. Let me get back to my notes that I have here, right? So you could say that you forgive yourself for past hurts, for past pains, for all of the things that you have experienced in your life, right? So you could say things as you are going through the forgiveness part is, you could write a letter to the person, write a letter to yourself. So you could say it hurt when, or I felt sad when. You could say I was afraid that, I felt scared when. You could say things like all I ever wanted was, and you could say what that is, or all I want you to do is, and whatever that is. I understand that, and you could say whatever it is. So let's begin to express yourself in a positive way, and even if that is through crying. So once again, like how I said, make sure that you forgive yourself, and once you are able to forgive yourself, once you are able to love on yourself, once you are able to say those affirmations, that brings clarity, that brings confidence, and that helps you to accept yourself, and that also helps you to go to the next level. That brings me to my next point. Focus on the moment. And I know that this may sound like so cliche, and so many people are saying, live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the now. And what does that actually mean? That actually means that when you reflect on your past, there is nothing about your past that you could change. When you think about your future, you could think about the future life that you want to have, but there is nothing really that you could control in your future. The only thing that you could really live in is live in the now. So when we talk about so much about planning our day, and it is so important that you plan your day, right? But as you are planning your day, live and embrace in that moment. So let's say, for instance, if you decide that you want to wake up at 5:30, and I know that this podcast may be a little bit longer. Let me see. All right. So as we talk about, if you decide that you want to wake up at 5:15 in the morning, when you wake up early in the morning, what does that look like to you? And what does that feel like to you in that moment, right? Because a lot of times people find themselves either living in the past or living in the future. And when you live in the past and live in the future, that makes your present draining. That makes your present foggy. That makes that present, the present you, the current you, the right now you, that makes you confused, that makes you discombobulated, that makes you unfocused. But when you live in the now, living in the now means that you embrace what things are right now. And I know that is so hard. So if you decide that you want to work out at 5:30 in the morning, how are you feeling at that moment? So at that moment when you are doing your workout, let's not think about the past, because sometimes I do this as well. So I would be working out and I would say, dang, I should not have eaten those French fries, or dang, I should not have, eaten those potato chips. Oh my goodness, should I not have maybe had that ice cream? I love the strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Jesus, deliver me from dairy and starch, right? It's still a process. So a lot of times when I'm doing my workout, I think about the past and then I cannot focus on what I'm doing in the moment. A lot of times when I'm doing my workouts, I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, well, if I continue to do this, how will I look in the future? Well, that is such a mistake for me, thinking in the past, thinking in the future, and now I am not able to embrace that current moment, right? So a lot of times I'll give you another example of something that I have done. As I am on social media, right? A lot of times if you really want to feel bad about your life or about certain situations, just go on Facebook or Instagram and you'll be like, geez, whoo, Lord, this is a mistake, right? So as you are doing that, you are, as you go through your timeline, sometimes you can see who your past self was, right? Or you're going through your timeline and you begin to compare yourself to another person's career or another person's income or another person's following. A lot of times you begin to compare yourself. So think about who are you right now, and as you are who you are right now, accept who you are right now, and what changes can you make at this moment to help your future self? So when you think about the now, you know who you are going to become, but focus on who you are right now and what changes you can make this second to become the person that you desire. So that brings me to the point of living in the moment. Live right now and choose today. So, when you live right now, living in the right now, you choose today to make the shifts. You choose this day, this moment, this second, this hour to make the shift. So, I know that we are moving into a new year of 2022. So, regardless of whenever you are listening to this, you could still make a shift and make the change. You don't have to wait until a new year comes to make a change. You don't have to wait until a Monday to make a change. You don't have to wait till the following morning to make a change. You can make changes right now. You could decide for yourself that you could forgive yourself. You can decide right now that you're going to start your business. You can decide right now that you are going to work out. You can decide right now that you want to become a better mom, a better wife, a better sister, a better friend, a better entrepreneur. You can decide right now that you want to eat healthier. You can decide right now that you want to invest into a coach. You can decide right now that you want to invest into your business. You can decide right now that you want to be a better wife. You can decide right now that you are going to make better choices. You can decide right now. So the question is, what is your decision right now? And how could this decision right now help mold you to build a better future for your life, for your mind, your body, your soul, and in your business? So that brings me to the end of this episode that is called self-acceptance. Once you accept your past, once you accept that you cannot change the future, but you can change your future, you cannot do anything about your future because your future is always going to be there. But what are you doing in the present? We talked about forgiving yourself and releasing the toxins through food, through writing, through meditating, through journaling, whatever method that you choose. Always choose to forgive yourself and give thanks for the day and the moment and the time, because this is the day that the Lord has made, right? There's a song that says, "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it." And you all are from church, right? You can say, "Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Okay, come through with a mini song. But this is the day. So really, really just think about how you can change your life. How could you accept who you are right now and in this moment and embrace this moment for who you are and what you are and always give thanks, because self-acceptance brings clarity, confidence, happiness, and it also raises your self-esteem. So from the quote that I just had at the beginning of the episode says, none of us can change our yesterdays, but all of us can change our tomorrows. So think about how you can change right now so that you can have a better version of yourself in your mind, your body, your soul, and in your business. If you have enjoyed anything from this episode, please make sure that you share it with at least your business bestie, one of your cousins, your friends, or a social media business bestie that you may have. And also make sure that you visit the website www.arichlife.co, because we have some amazing things there. And also, last but never least, be sure to follow us on Instagram. That way you could be all caught up with some of the things that we are doing, because the A Rich Life podcast are going to still make some slight changes. Thank you again for your time and your consciousness. I appreciate and love you all, and I am sending you virtual hugs and kisses your way. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life podcast, and I am your host, Alicia Richard. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.